A very busy day for the General Assembly yesterday, the House in particular, as they approved a number of bills, some of which have been rejected by the Senate, but one of the ones they did approve that went along with the Senate, and that is redrawing congressional maps here in North Carolina. The 1st and 3rd districts will be seeing some changes. And here to talk to us with some perspective on that is the chairman of the North Carolina Republican Party, Jason Simmons. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you, sir. How are you today?
I am doing fine. I see that you actually graduated from the University of South Carolina, but we won't hold that against you.
I appreciate that.
Let me get your reaction first. Obviously, this is something that you believe and that the Republican side believes was needed to happen. Just some thoughts on the changes made in those congressional districts.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to join you today and talk about this. As we saw the last couple of days and even during the announcement, I applaud the General Assembly, especially our Republican leaders within the House and the Senate that brought this issue forward, to really be able to protect President Trump's agenda. What you've seen is his agenda is under attack, especially Gavin Newsom and Democrats across the country, and especially in California, where President Trump has indicated this threat threatens his ability to move forward past the midterm elections in 26, and to be able to then focus on his agenda and continuing to lower taxes, lower regulation, and to create an environment for our economy to take off, and especially with our economic conditions being the greatest place to work, live, and retire here in North Carolina to continue.
Well, now, I'm worth noting that Texas was kind of where this started, as they've moved, I think, 5 seats to be more leaning Republican. The Democrats are going to have a ballot initiative, which could possibly fail. Are you concerned that this is just going to, you know, that every other state's going to get involved and it's just going to kind of cascade? Does that concern you at all?
Well, we shall see. What you saw happen in Texas was actually in response to Biden's DOJ, where they had sued in regards to those congressional maps, and Texas went ahead and responded. And as a response, then you saw, obviously, California. And so our legislative leaders, as indicated, they saw what happened in California and responded accordingly to shore up North Carolina's congressional delegation to be able to continue to support President Trump's agenda.
Well, we look at the first district, of course, Don Davis, the Democrat, is currently the incumbent. His success of being reelected much more unlikely. I haven't heard any names yet. Are there any particular candidates that you're looking at to run in the first congressional district?
Well, I think you're going to see a very healthy field. I think there's a handful of individuals who have already announced across the first district. I think you're going to continue to see more names populate as they have now time to look at the maps and make those decisions and start putting together those teams. Obviously, we've got filing period right around the corner starting on December 1st. So between now and then, I would expect an assortment of names to come forward and make their announcements.
Which brings us back to the third district. There's only 2 districts that were impacted by this. That's the first of Don Davis and the third of Dr. Greg Murphy. Greg Murphy this morning on a radio show elsewhere in the state indicated he does plan to run again, even though the district has changed. How does that impact his race? Do you think that might have some impact on him?
Well, I think we continue to see Dr. Murphy, Representative Murphy, his district there in the 3rd District continues to be a strong place for Republicans to be able to run and win, and especially with his record of being really a staunch conservative and being able to defend President Trump's agenda. He's got strong support across his congressional district, even with the changes that we've seen.
Now, I want to go with a little different direction, and I want to stay with, we're visiting, by the way, with the chairman of the NCGOP, Jason Simmons, here on the WPTF News. Right now, the Senate and the House here in Raleigh, although they were able to get those maps changed yesterday, which is something I know you and others have wanted, they've been unable to get to a budget, and now it's even to the point where they're kind of like arguing with each other over a lot of things, including a lot of bills that were passed by the House yesterday. Does it concern you at all, as somebody who's trying to get Republicans elected, that right now the Republicans have the majority in both chambers of the legislature but can't seem to get a lot of things done?
Well, I think what you continue to see coming from the legislature is a focus on our economy and taxes, as well as our educational system. So they've continued to prioritize those, make sure that their previous budgets that have been passed continue to show strong support for education, for public safety, and especially providing economic conditions for businesses to come, start, grow, and excel. And that's what makes North Carolina also a great place to work, live, and retire. So you've seen our Republican legislatures, while they may differ on some of the policy issues regarding the budget and other issue sets, there's still broad agreement on how to move forward with our state, and you still have a budget that's in place that's previously been agreed to sets us up very favorably.
And I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about that important U.S. Senate race next year. Michael Whatley, one of your predecessors at the state GOP, is now has gotten the endorsement of President Trump, so it doesn't look like he'll have any primary competition. Meanwhile, Democrat Roy Cooper seems to have the glide path for his side of the race. But kind of give me a thought on where you think the Senate race is headed next year.
Well, it's going to continue to be prosecuting Governor Cooper on his record. You're talking about an individual who's spent a lifetime in public service, really with failed accomplishments, whether it's as a General Assembly member, whether as Attorney General, and really his failed record protecting the citizens of this state, as well as then as governor. His failures, whether it was with the hurricanes in western North Carolina at the end of his tenure or at the beginning of his tenure in eastern North Carolina, where you still have people across eastern North Carolina that are not in their homes because of his failures. And so we look forward to being able to continue to tell the story about Governor Cooper and his failed history as a lifetime politician.
Well, we appreciate your insights, and we will welcome you to come back on and join us in the future. Jason Simmons, the chairman of the North Carolina Republican Party, we thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.